From Johannesburg to Jerusalem, the world is always changing, growing and innovating. Join Benji Shulman for the next hour as he brings you the trendsetters, the thought leaders and those creating news before it happens. Only on the New Blue Review, your favorite Jewish culture and current affairs show. Every Monday at 9 a.m. right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review. Welcome to the show on this Monday morning. Hope you are doing fantastically well and are looking forward to a fantastically well show that we have lined up for you today. Later on, we are going to be talking, as we always do at this time of the day and week, to Rob Hutchinson, MD of Dear South Africa, talking about what is going on in Parliament. In our Israel Bite feature, we're going to be talking about 3D printed meat. Now, if you thought that your burger was a bit strange, well, you have not seen anything yet, so that's going to be super interesting as well. But for our first guest today, we're going to be looking and talking about some of the peoples and groups that live around us in Johannesburg. We have such a wide variety of cultures, religions, ethnicities in our city, and some of them are our neighbors and some of them are from far away. And we are going to be looking at one of them today, and that is the Liberal Catholic Church. If you've never heard of the Liberal Catholic Church, we're going to be talking about them today. And the person we're doing it with is Reverend Damon Urbani. He's the rector of the St. Albans Liberal Catholic Church, and he joins us on the line. Reverend Damon, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me on your show.
We really, really appreciate your time and willingness to come on the show to chat to us. So, Reverend, maybe start off by telling us, what is the Liberal Catholic Church? Because I'm sure many listeners are aware of the Catholic Church. We have many Catholic churches in our area around the station in Johannesburg. But you guys are a little bit different. So tell us, what is the Liberal Catholic Church all about?
Well, we are quite different. We are a more mystical church, more devoted to the mystical studies. Our separation from the Roman Catholic Church came after the First Vatican Council in the 1870s. At that time, the council deliberated and decided that the Pope, when speaking ex cathedra, was infallible. And of course, we did not agree with that. That was about 200 years ago. We broke away from the Roman Catholic Church at that time and established what was called the Old Catholic Church in Europe. And our own Liberal Catholic Church was formed out of that Old Catholic Church in 1916 in London. So we've been around for quite a long time, and the important thing about us is that we're still very Catholic. We use the old form of the Mass, but we are not connected to Rome. We're not in communion with the See of Rome. And as I've mentioned earlier, we are a more mystical experience within the church, more esoteric, if you like.
Now, one of the churches that you have is actually quite an old church in terms of Johannesburg and the history of the city, and is actually out there in observatory. How long has that church been there for?
Well, we've been in observatory now since we've actually had an altar and a small chapel on that area since 1918. But the big thing about what we're actually celebrating this year is the actual dedication of our church, which was done on the 7th of August in 1922. So it's 100 years that the old St. Albans Liberal Catholic Church has been there and dedicated to St. Alban Martyr, our patron saint. And this year we are also celebrating the 75th year of the consecration of the church. So we've been part of the observatory community since 1918, and we continue to operate and to function there since that time. So it is quite an event, quite a community event.
And you, so if you're there in observatory, you must be quite close to the yeshiva that used to be there as well.
That's right. In fact, we're just a few blocks up from the turn off from Observatory Avenue to that yeshiva. Remember that observatory was had a very, very rich Jewish community until very recently. It formed a continuum with Cyril Dean. So Cyril Dean and observatory had a very rich Jewish heritage, and our neighbors were Orthodox Jewish people. And unfortunately, there's been a leaving out of that community, which we lament very greatly, because you know, we're trying to maintain standards in that area. And the Jewish community were our allies in that regard, and our neighbors for a very, very long time. Yeah, and so we actually missed that.
I was going to say that that must be sort of quite a challenge being in that area, because on the one hand, you obviously want to stay in. I'm sure that you're a serving congregants in that area. But at the same time, it must be difficult as the sort of area changes to still do what you were doing before.
Absolutely. We're facing a lot of challenges in the area, unfortunately. But we are maintaining the standards. We have policing forums, etc., which we are part of. And we really are trying. And St. Albans, a little St. Albans Liberal Catholic Church, the parish there is like a little garden community. There's a beautiful garden there. It's green. It's beautiful. And we maintain it very strongly. But we also, of course, constantly in contact with our neighbors, trying to maintain standards in that. But there's no doubt that it is a challenge. And with the loss to a large degree of the Jewish community in that area, it's become even more of a challenge. So that is rather sad for us.
Now, talk to us a little bit about over the last couple of years, of course, COVID, Catholics have Mass, which is also, when we say Mass, is a lot of people often in Catholic churches and people gather. What has it been like operating the church during these two and a half years?
It has been difficult. We have implemented all the COVID restrictions within the church. Masks were mandatory. We maintained registers in our vestibule. And we also did some other things. For example, when you go into a Catholic church, there are stoups with holy water in it. And of course, the first thing a Catholic does is bless themselves as they come in. We removed that because of the restrictions and the risk of spreading COVID in that kind of thing. You'll also notice what we still maintain to this day, that when giving communion, and we give communion only in the mouth, we do it all traditional. Ours is very traditional Catholic. We still say the old Tridentine form of the Mass, using the incense and all the beautiful ritual. We also stopped giving communion in two kinds, the body and the blood, the wine and the bread. We were only giving the host. And we also, after every single communication, when the priest communicates with the recipient, we also wash our hands. We spray our hands with the anti-germ sanitizers. So we're still doing that, though. We're still trying to maintain those standards, even though, of course, all these COVID restrictions to a large degree have been abandoned now. It was very difficult because during lockdown, we weren't able to have services, but we are in constant communion with our community, etc. And we still maintain, because we have a vicarage on the property and a resident priest who was actually saying the masses as private masses all during that period. So we maintain the tradition.
And what about the issue of Zoom? I mean, were you able to do that where people could come on? You know, obviously, in the Jewish community, that posed somewhat of a problem for Orthodox shuls because of Shabbat. Is it an issue in the Liberal Catholic Church to have a Mass on Zoom?
No, it's not at all. In fact, we there were a number of celebrations, important celebrations, that we actually did do live broadcasts on. Not really on Zoom. We did them on YouTube. We had live broadcasts on YouTube, and we're in contact with our members through WhatsApp all the time, our parish council and our community. So from that perspective, we always remained in contact, but unfortunately, we couldn't do public masses during those lockdowns, but we tried very hard to remain in contact with our people. So it was a challenge. It is a challenge. But as soon as we were able, we got back into public masses quite quickly after each of the lockdowns were ended.
Now, from a theological perspective, you've explained to us some of the history of the Liberal Catholic Church, but you also, from a theological perspective, you have a sort of broader outset in terms of how you approach religion. Talk to us a little bit about what that means in terms of your journey.
Our approach to theology and to Christianity as all is from a mystical point of view. We are the people that look deep. We look beneath the surface. We believe that we're mandated to do so. For example, when Christ speaks about let him who has ears to hear, we believe that that's telling us to look deeper, because religion exists on different levels and different layers, like an onion. The deeper you look, the more there is. And I mean, that's true of mystical Judaism and Kabbalah, etc. as well. So we follow that perspective. We are more esoteric. We are open-minded as well. The liberal in the Liberal Catholic Church doesn't mean that we're liberal with regard to modern standards. It actually indicates that we are open-minded. So many of our community believe, for example, in reincarnation and transmigration of the soul, and in principles of cause and effect, etc. So we incorporate that into our Christianity, but we are very open about these things, and we don't particularly have a dogma. So whatever people interpret, we give the seven sacraments of the church, and how people interpret that is up to them. So that is, we don't believe that a mind can grow if it is closed. And so we're very interested in progress, in self-realization, and in upliftment. And so we are open to all of those ideas, and we don't have a fundamentalist or charismatic dogma that binds us to any particular belief, and we don't expect that from our community.
Well, you're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. We're talking to Reverend Damon Urbani today. He's the rector of the St. Albans Liberal Catholic Church, and I am Benji Shulman. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. We're talking today to Reverend Damon Urbani. He's the rector of St. Albans Liberal Catholic Church, which is in Observatory. Now, Father, you have a couple of churches around the country, but obviously we've spoken about this one being the consecration being 100 years old, which is a big deal in a city which is only really kind of 150 years old, something like that. So it's a big part of the life of the city. Are you doing something to celebrate the fact that this has occurred?
Absolutely, and we're kicking that off on the 7th of August, which is the actual day of the centenary of the dedication of our church. We are celebrating at 10 o'clock in the morning with a high mass, which will be followed after that by a social in our church hall. And we'd like to invite all interested parties to actually attend and to be with us for this wonderful celebration. This is a continuity, represents continuity in the area. It's a community event. Our church has been dedicated for 100 years, and so we'd very much like to invite people to attend and to come and to join us in the celebration. The High Mass is something that people don't see very often. It's the traditional form of the Mass, for those of you that are aware of such things. Bearing in mind that our church has an unbroken apostolic succession from the Roman Catholic Church going right back to the apostles. So we are valid in our sacraments, we are valid in our rituals, etc. And if you'd like to come along and see how it was done in the old days before Vatican II, with the old form of the Mass, the beautiful ritual with the incense and that, please join us on the 7th of August at St. Albans, number 3 Observatory Avenue. The starts at 10 to 10. On that day, a high mass, followed by a social in the hall afterwards, and everyone's invited. We're also going to be having a visit from our presiding archbishop from Ojai in California, who will be arriving in Johannesburg on the 14th of September and will be staying with us right until the 18th of October. And he's coming through to do a few ordinations and to do high services. So there's quite a busy period coming up for us in our centenary celebrations. And people that are interested, old Catholics or Catholics that are interested in the old form of the Mass, are welcome to attend upon these. And we're hoping to have a lot of people and to make it more of a community event.
Oh, well, there you go. And you can, I'm sure, Father, you can follow events if you need more details on a Facebook page.
Absolutely. Our Facebook page, St. Albans Liberal Catholic Church. It's one of the first posts that will pop up if you look under Facebook. And we are also on Google Maps, St. Albans Liberal Catholic Church. And we have posts on there every week. We keep people updated, and we're looking forward to see as many visitors as possible.
Well, there we go. That is Reverend Damon Urbani. He's the rector of the St. Albans Liberal Catholic Church, talking to us about one of our neighbors here in the city of Johannesburg that makes our city such a great place with all of its different mix of religions and cultures and ethnicities. And they are celebrating 100 years being in the city, like a little bit like our community as well. Reverend, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the celebrations.
Thank you very much. Much appreciate your invitation on your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That's Reverend Damon Urbani, rector of the St. Albans Liberal Catholic Church.